Welcome to episode 113, where I'm going to quickly dive into the intersection of faith and mom life, exploring how our walk with the Lord can be a powerful source of strength, peace, and guidance for us homemakers and stay-at-home moms. I'm going to discuss a few practical ways to nurture and deepen our faith while we navigate the joys and challenges of motherhood. Hey there, I'm Ashley, mom of four and creator of Reps and Redemption. Join me as I share my passion for health education, explore all things fitness and nutrition, plus share a little faith-filled homemaking along the way. If you're a mom ready to build strength and live a life of epic redemption, this podcast is for you. Let's get after it. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. John 14:27. I know I've shared with you on the show before that I am in the book of John studying through Bible study fellowship. My daughter, my oldest daughter, and all of my kids go to BSF, and we absolutely love it. I think this book is really stands out, obviously on its own, for several reasons, but one is that verse of peace. You know, in January and February, we talked about love and joy, and the next fruit of the Spirit is peace. It really is hard to have peace in this world sometimes, especially when we have access to so many things. Someone said it so well the other day to me, a friend of mine, actually a new friend of mine, how we were not meant to see everything that we do see now, and it can steal our peace, it can steal our joy, kill our joy, and we can honestly lack love for other people because we're just in this cycle of seeing so many things that we're not really used to and that are not really good for us. Now, I wanted to talk about this because, like I said, we are discussing peace on this Faith-Filled Friday, but finding strength from mom life and peace through faith is going to really just benefit our role in motherhood. Our faith can provide a sense of purpose, direction, and comfort, just like that verse said, you know, not as the world gives peace, but Jesus gives us his peace. And as stay-at-home moms, just moms in general, during times of overwhelm or uncertainty, this can really settle our hearts. How do we have peace in the chaos of the messes or the crying or, you know, you name it, even if it's things that are not affecting us outside of our own walls? How can we have peace? Now, of course, we want a clean house. I know I do. I love a clean house. Of course, I want my floors not spotless, not perfect, but fairly cleaned up, right? But we're not always going to have it the way that we want it. We don't have to feel overwhelmed or anxious because we are told that we can have peace. This doesn't mean we don't try to keep a cleaner home or raise our children to have manners and clean up after themselves. But it does help us to really slow down, and I'm going to get to that in a moment. Number two, practicing strategies for cultivating our faith. There's a few actionable steps us moms can take to nurture our spiritual well-being, and I want to touch on morning quiet time in my personal experience over the years. This has changed a lot since the time before I got married to when I first got married to my first baby to then my bonus daughter moving in, then having another baby, and then another baby. My quiet time has changed so much over the years, and I used to be a huge advocate of you need to wake up way before the kids to get this done. And it works in a season, right? Whichever season that you find yourself in. But the more sleep you tend to need, especially if you're still waking up in the night with a newborn or even a one-year-old, you know that this is going to be very difficult and very challenging. I used to be able to spend an hour in the morning reading my Bible and in prayer and on three cups of coffee. I know that's not fantastic for you. We'll talk about that another time. But I have noticed that there's so much pressure on us as moms to get up, get up, get up. And trust me, I'd much rather get up even just 10 minutes before my kiddos so I can really adjust and prepare myself for the day. But sometimes if you're up in the night, that's not always practical, and sometimes you need that extra 10 minutes of sleep. So my prayer practice and my scripture reading has changed recently, especially the last few months, and I'll kind of show you what it looks like. So there are certain mornings I do get up very early and I'm able to read before I go to my jujitsu class. Now that happens once in a while, but if I'm still trying to get my baby back to bed, so my oldest daughter takes over. She generally just goes back to sleep, but she listens for the baby and I want everything set and nice and I want everyone back to sleep. Sometimes if it takes me too long, I don't get to read before I get him back to bed. So then when I get home, I will read and pray after I shower if everyone is still sleeping. If they are not still sleeping and my two-year-old is awake and my baby is awake, I take them downstairs, I change them, I get them both a milk. I put my baby in the walker, he's ready to be upright, and I'm ready to let them play for about 20 minutes. They play together so well. And that's when I sit at the table and I open my Bible and I have my warm cup of coffee. And sometimes I just do the Bible app, and sometimes I really focus on my Bible study fellowship study, or sometimes I'm able to do both and read extra verses, extra scripture in the Psalms or Proverbs, something like that. So it really just depends on the day. And I want to encourage you to really have options, because this strategy, and this is number two, the practical strategy that I'm trying to share with you here that has really helped me is to just be flexible. It's not going to look the same every single morning. And I have come to accept that. And I think once you get to that point, maybe it took four kids for me to accept that it's not going to lay out the way that I want it to lay out. And this took a lot of self-reflection. This took a lot of acceptance. And honestly, I believe the Lord has shown me this, that it is not going to look the way that I want it to look. It's not always going to be quiet with a few candles lit, or our Christmas lights are up all year round, just a one strand in the kitchen. You know, sometimes it is just me and I open the door to the cool air and it's very peaceful and I have about 20 to 30 minutes before anyone wakes up or right before I go to my jujitsu class. And sometimes my kids are here playing and they're watching me read the Bible. And then before we head to the gym, I do their Bible story with them. It really just depends. So my strategy to share with you is to just really go with the flow and know you're going to do it. We talk a lot about this with our own physical fitness and our own health. Like, if you know you're going to do it anyways, you're going to hit it. If you miss a day in the gym, you still know you're going to go. You still know you're going to lift. You still know you're going to hit your cardio if that's your plan. And so it's okay if you have an off day or if your kid's sick. This is the same thing. Like, if you know you're going to read your Bible every day for 15 minutes to an hour, whatever you decide, whatever you can do, this is going to really, honestly, make you feel better, not feel like you're failing, and also say, you know what, today my kids get to see me read my Bible. I'm not saying it's going to be the most quiet time that you've had, but it really is going to show your kids, like, hey, we can independent play for a few minutes. Mommy's reading her Bible. Of course, if they come over to sit on your lap, they probably will. Of course, they're going to ask you questions, or you might need to help somebody because they just exploded. That happened to me this morning. I was 20 minutes in and both of them, they just exploded. So I pause and I take care of things and then I get back to it and I take a few more minutes if all is well. And this has really helped me to, number three, find the balance. And this is challenging, you know, balancing our spiritual growth and walk with God with the demands of motherhood. I don't think we're supposed to overcomplicate it though. And I think that with my first two babies, from my first baby being born to my second, my daughter, she's like, I call her my first baby, my bonus daughter, moving in, however, you know, that changes the dynamic, that changes how she moved in when she was still in high school. So that kind of changed things. And I want to be able to not just be super go with the flow and it doesn't matter, but kind of more fluid where, okay, I'm not supposed to make this hard. I just want to meet with God. And when is the best time that I can do this on my own quietly and really just focus on him, even if it's the prayer times 5 minutes, just in silence, you know? So sometimes I will not overcomplicate it and find the balance with reading my Bible in the morning and doing my John study, and then prayer either in the car or during nap time, or believe it or not, in the sauna at the gym before I start my workout, which I will bring my phone in there. It only lasts like 15 minutes before it overheats, but I'll do that, the prayer on the YouVersion Bible app, that's 4 to 6 minutes. And that's kind of what really works for me. And sometimes if I don't do it in there, I'll do it before bed. And that has helped me find balance. But I think with the whole not overcomplicating it is we're supposed to do this all day long, right? Just reflect, what is God teaching me? Where is he wanting me to walk? How is he wanting me to be as a mom? And I've noticed the more I reflect and have things planned throughout the day, like reading in the morning, prayer in the afternoon, and maybe before bed, maybe reading a little bit more with my girls and my son in my lap. We are in the season because the Lord brought it to fruition. So my tip to you is to just slow down. And this is to me too. That's helping us find balance and to just take a deep breath and breathe in the fresh air. If that means we need to go outside to wake ourselves up a little bit, that's super healthy. The whole grounding thing, we can do an episode on that. But where can we create margin for intentional time? And then how can we do that in the season that we're in that God brought us to? And for faith practices, you know, it is hard to create margin amidst housekeeping, homeschooling, our own personal fitness goals. But I know that it's possible. And when I don't do it, and trust me, there are days, this is number 4, overcoming doubts and challenges. There are days that I miss, and it's not often, but when I do, I just feel so empty and I'm not really the best version of myself. I've kind of lost it a little bit. I'm more depending on my own strength. I didn't go to God's word first. And I feel a little, you know, hectic or chaotic internally. So let me encourage you by sharing this. I have my own doubts on if I'm doing this right. But why do we even go to that route of guilt or say I have mom guilt? You know, all I know is I can share my walk with the Lord with my kids and encourage them to talk to God, read the Bible to them. And also, I need to accept I can't do it all. I can do a few things. I can do a few things well, but I have to really create the margin that I need for my own faith, for my own walk with God, for my family, for my health. And what do I need to let go? And that that is a super convicting statement right there for my own self. So number 5, I think I've ordered these correctly. I hope so. But there are pearls in community. Proverbs 27:17 says, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. You know, when we connect with other like-minded moms for fellowship, encouragement, accountability in our own faith walk, this is really rare. This is rare to find. It's hard to keep, in my opinion. I've said this before, because we have so much on our plates. But I do think that there is power there when you find someone who, they don't have to have the same interests as you, but if they love Jesus and they're trying to do this mom thing, that's enough for me. I want to be around women like that. You know, I want to be the light when I go into a room, and I want to know, like, you kind of just know when you walk into a room, like, who loves the Lord. And I want to be around people like that, so it rubs off on me. That way, when I go into other places, you know, it's just an attractive thing. It brings people to Jesus. Now, I want to really quickly just point out one tip when it comes to, you know, finding strength and peace through our faith. One thing that I've mentioned on the show before, but I'll really hit hard today, is reading the Bible for yourself. Devotionals are great. You know, sermons are fantastic, but you're really, really doing yourself a disservice if you're not diving into God's word on your own. And that could be, now Bible study fellowship will have scripture, theology, and apologetics in front of the study, but then it dives so deep and you are reading so much scripture. And one of the first, you know, challenges I ever received was when my husband and I were dating. I've shared this on the show before. And he was like, you love Jesus and I know you're, you know, you're following God, but you've never read the Bible, like the whole Bible. And I'm like, no, why? Who's got time for that? Do you know how big this book is? And at that point, I think he read it like cover to cover, like three times through. Listen, this is very rare. But I remember feeling so, in a good way, challenged and convicted that very night, what was this, like 11 and a half years ago, I started in Matthew. And I think I had a dream with something, someone saying Matthew. And I thought, okay, that that means I need to start in Matthew. And I read the book cover from the New Testament through the Old Testament. And I did it. I've done it, I think, three or four times now, through and through. And what we tend to do is different versions of the Bible. So New King James, NIV, Apologetic Study Bible, Chronological Bible. If I could suggest anything, the Chronological Bible, just cover to cover, is absolutely incredible. And reading it for yourself, I've also shared this with my daughter when she moved in at 17 and enhanced the fact that she needed to read the Bible for herself and not believe anyone from her past about what they said about her or God and her and God. She needed to read the Bible for herself and then trust people that love her and want the best for her and know that God has a plan for her. So let me encourage you to do that. Read the Bible for yourself. Start in the New Testament. I don't know if you really want to start in Genesis, but you could. It is the beginning, so it's also a great place to start. And let's see. That wraps that up for finding strength for motherhood and peace through our faith. Let me give you two bonus nutrition tips, and I'm going to leave you with a Bible verse at the end. So my two tips for just nutrition purposes, since we're talking about strength and faith, is number one, said it before, prioritize your protein. Incorporate protein-rich foods into your meals and your snacks to support energy levels and muscle recovery. So a few examples I've also said before on the show, lean meats, poultry, fish, eggs, beans and lentils. I'm not a huge fan of beans or lentils, but sometimes Greek yogurt and nuts. So that would be my number one tip. If you think you're eating enough, you're probably close or maybe not enough. So keep that in mind. And number two, stay hydrated. Always drink plenty of water throughout the day and maintain your hydration, which is essential for your overall health. We're very busy. We're always moving. And it's also essential for our energy levels. Let's aim to consume at least 8 to 10 cups of water daily. I aim for a gallon. That's just my own personal preference. I know when I don't drink that much water, I start to have major cramps. And also add in foods like fruits and veggies. This is going to help you have more energy and also make more time. And like I said, have more energy so that you can make time and create the time to spend some moments with the Lord before your day starts. I'm going to leave you with this verse here. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with you all. If this episode inspired you, will you share with a friend? Remember, this podcast offers health education tips and holistic insights. Please consult healthcare professionals for personalized advice. Until next time, Mama, be bold and live well.